Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Not all the blessings God has in store for believers have to await eternity. In the here and now, He's provided the church where we can serve other believers for mutual encouragement and help. Today, why the local church is so vital for every Christian. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on the inheritance of the redeemed. Listen now as Erwin Lutzer tells us about the gift of the church.
A woman in a church said these words, "I am so lonely, I can hardly stand it. I want to be special to someone, but there is no one who cares about me. I can't remember anyone touching me, smiling at me, or wanting to be with me. I feel so empty inside." Brothers and sisters, today, God created us to belong. We're supposed to belong. And today, in this world of fractured families, when we have so much individualism and so much brokenness, this sense of belonging is more important than ever. And God, through His Word and through His creative power, has given us a vehicle, if I might call it that, by which there can be that sense of belonging, that sense of family, that sense of oneness for which we were created. It is possible. This happens to be number 5 in a series of messages entitled "The Inheritance of the Redeemed." That is to say that all of the blessings that come to us simply because we're believers, we inherit them. Today's blessing is one that you may not even have known about or thought about. It is the blessing that is oftentimes disregarded or not taken seriously. It is the blessing that sometimes seems to be so optional. And that is the blessing of the new creation that we call the church. Now, the church's unity is very different than other kinds of unity, very different. You have, for example, that there are organizations today that bring people together because they have a common interest. Their interest may be photography, their interest may be music. Rebecca and I were in Colorado at a bread and breakfast where we have some friends who run it, and a whole group of people came in and they were into fly fishing. When I heard that, I actually thought that they were fishing for flies. I thought, you know, we used to be able to do that on the farm. And then I learned a little bit more about it, but somehow that did not really spark my interest. So I'm not into fly fishing. But many people are. I mean, they were up early in the morning. They were committed. And so you have these interest groups. You have interest groups of those who are perhaps interested in the same kind of entertainment, the same sports. We all like skiing, or we all like baseball. That's not the kind of creation that God created when we come to a church. That's not what it is. When we belong to the members of Jesus Christ, we actually share the very same life. Because these other interest groups don't necessarily, your commitment to them doesn't necessarily affect your view of sexuality, your view of marriage, your view of generosity and how you give to various causes. It doesn't affect that, whereas the life of God in the church affects us to the very core of our being, because metaphysically, that is to say beyond the physical, God created something brand new, just like He created the worlds. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. You're a member of the body. You're a member of the family. You're a member of the temple, as we're going to be learning here in a few moments. And you inherit that when you receive Christ as Savior. What a wonderful thing to be in the church that belongs to God. Now, we sometimes have our differences, of course. I heard about a man who didn't like the music. That was not here at Moody Church. That was another church. And he came to his pastor and said, you know, if God were alive, he'd be shocked at what is happening in his church. Now, I want you to take your Bibles and I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. What we're going to be doing is looking at three different images of the church and our place in that church and why the gift of unity and the gift is so very special. First of all, we're looking at the gift of one body. Now, I'm in 1 Corinthians, and actually, I thought I was in 1 Corinthians, and that's where I was supposed to go. Bill, is it in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians? All right, 1 Corinthians 12, 13, of course, page 939. You'll notice what it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. Let's just stop there. There's a lot of controversy that goes on about the baptism of the Spirit. There are those who have said, you know, if you're baptized with the Spirit, you'll speak in tongues, etc. No, that is incorrect. There is no connection between the two. If we went into Acts chapter 2, I'd help you to understand why. But just take it that this is the clearest verse in the New Testament regarding what the baptism of the Spirit does. And what does it do? Jew, Gentile, bond, free. We are all made members of one body by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That happened to you whether you realized it or not when you believed on Jesus, whether you acted on it or not. You are a part of something much larger than you are, namely the body of Christ. Three characteristics of this body. The first characteristic is simply this, that it has unity. I read it in verse 12, perhaps read it too quickly. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of the body, and we participate in his life. You don't have a head severed from the body and the body continuing to live. We are actually living within and granted in this miracle of conversion the very life of Jesus, the oneness of the body. And that's because of the unity that we need to understand that certainly the Holy Spirit connects us, but we have to connect with one another. Going to church is not optional. It's not something that you simply decide to do if you don't, and then you don't like the church, so you don't attend. Years ago, I told you the true story about a man who was staying in the home of a doctor, and the doctor was on call, so he says, I have to go. He says, if you're hungry, open the fridge, and whatever is there, you can eat. And the doctor was called away. The man opened the door of the refrigerator, and there, wrapped in a plastic bag, was a human hand. The man telling the story, and I remember him telling it, said that after that he wasn't hungry anymore. Somehow the hunger just dissipated. What's wrong with a human hand? I have two of them up here, and I am now looking at both of them, and I see them every single day. Human hands are beautiful, but when they are cut off from the body, they are repulsive. And there are some people who cut themselves off from the body. Now, you can't extricate yourself from the body of Christ if you're a believer, but you can reject the body, the local church, in such a way, and you can become angry, you can go your own way, and you can try to manage your own darkness. But we need one another, the unity of the body. First characteristic of the body is there is unity. Secondly, there is diversity. Verse 14, for the body does not consist of one member, but many, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body. Well, how would we walk if the foot was upset with the fact that it was a foot and not a hand? And then that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body. What if the ear should say, I don't belong to the body? What if the whole body were an eye, verse 17? What would you do? You'd prop it up on the couch, and all that it could do all day is watch TV. If the whole body were an eye, can you imagine that? And then it says, if the whole body were an ear, what would it be? Well, you shut off the TV, and all that you can do is listen to the radio. What Paul is saying here very graphically is this, that we come to the church with differences. It is not just merely racial differences and political differences, but it has to do with gifting and aptitude. And if we had time, we'd explore this passage where it talks about various gifts that the Holy Spirit of God ministers. And what Paul is saying is that just because some gifts are more prominent than others, that doesn't mean that they are more important. And we must realize that we are called to these differences. We are called to diversity. And that diversity exists within the church. It also, by the way, exists in marriages. This past week, I was in Florida. I preached 7 times this past week, and a guy came up to me and he said, my wife and I can look at the same clock and still disagree as to what time it is. There are differences even in marriage.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and of course, here's the point. Let's not miss it. It is God's intention that these differences not divide us, but that we have a sense of acceptance. That's why we are so different. I was just commenting to my brother the other day how different the 5 children of the Lutzer family are. My brothers and sisters, we are all very, very different, but we are one in Christ. And that's, of course, the important point when it comes to the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, there are times when there may be a need for division, where it involves some serious matters, but oftentimes it is over personalities, it is over minor things that should not divide us. Actually, this is part of a series of messages entitled The Inheritance of the Redeemed. I'm talking about those things that God gives us in Jesus Christ. We've covered such things as the gift of predestination, the gift of the righteousness of Christ, the gift of sonship, because I want you to be blessed. I don't know of anything that inspires worship and joy more than knowing that in Jesus we have all things. So you continue to listen to Running to Win, invite your friends to join you, and let's be blessed together.
In Eden, God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. Adam needed Eve, and all of us need each other. That's why the church is called the Body of Christ, an interdependent fellowship of believers. Next time, more on the church. The Inheritance of the Redeemed is an 8-part series we'd like you to have on CD. We'll send it as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.